The Innisfil YMCA invited the community to its annual pancake breakfast in celebration of its 15th anniversary November 12. Nearly 200 people, families with young children, friends, members of the South Simcoe Police Service and local dignitaries among them, attended the event. Jackie Smith frequents the Innisfil YMCA 5 or 6 days a week. When Innisfil Today asked how long she's been a member, she replied, "Since I came here 13 years ago. The first thing I did was join the library and the YMCA of Simcoe, Muskoka Cleaning and Maintenance Coordinator Courtney Lander said preparation for the day began in early October. "The Y's staff and volunteers have come together to make sure that every person who walks through our doors is welcomed with a smile, gets a good breakfast, and has some fun. Our youth leaders are instrumental in making and serving the food and drinks, setting up the crafts, and helping with setup and takedown," she said. When asked to reflect on her favorite milestones, Lander said, "My favorite moments are the ones that happen unplanned and on the spur of the moment. To me, those are the occasions that make the Innisfil YMCA such an important and integral part of our community's fabric. I love to see someone's face light up when you remember their name, or hearing, 'I've learned so much from you' up on the conditioning room floor. Our breakfast is a small way those of us who work at the Innisfil YMCA can show our gratitude to the community in a fun and different way," she said. Cynthia Dayan, Innisfil YMCA manager, credited community partners such as the Town of Innisfil, Innisfil Rotary Club, Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, Rizzardo Health and Wellness Centre and Kempinfilt Bay School for helping make the facility a success. She noted the YMCA is a key participant in the town's winter weekends, and has been running community programs such as pickleball, swimming and $2 walking track times. In addition, the YMCA has played a significant role in Innisfil by providing co-op program placements for Nanter, Shore Secondary, school students, fostering the growth and development of the youth in the region, Dayan said. The Y's commitment to wellness is evident through its HeartWise certification, which underscores the dedication to the well-being of members. The Innisfil YMCA has also been a proud recipient of a Government of Ontario grant for the Silver Club, demonstrating a continuous effort to support seniors in the community with a weekly social gathering. Deborah O'Neill told Innisfil Today that she has made many friends by joining the Silver Club at the Barrie and Innisfil branches since she retired a couple of years ago. "I'm so happy that I retired in Innisfil. There's so much to do and I met so many amazing people at the Y," she said. "I will never leave because of how amazing it is to retire in Innisfil. But more is coming," Dayan said. Looking ahead to 2024, the YMCA is excited to be part of the Y Canada Youth Exchange, which will enrich the experiences of its Youth Leaders Program participants. "It's a time to reflect on the Innisfil YMCA's remarkable journey, the invaluable support of the community partners, and the countless lives that have been positively impacted throughout its history," she said. For more, follow the Y on Facebook or visit its website.